Impeachment articles filed against a cabinet member. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs telling Fox's Tucker Carlson tonight. He's written those articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas because he's refused to protect the southern border.
He's put so many people in danger. We've got terrorists here that would never have been here. We've got criminal gang members, and we've got well over a million people here. We have no idea anything about their background, where they went, because they just got away into the country because of his policies.
Even if the House were to impeach Mayorkas, there's little chance the Democrat-controlled Senate would vote to remove him from office. Another candidate is about to jump into the presidential race. Fox News Digital confirming former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley plans to make a formal announcement on February 15th. Her home state of South Carolina will hold one of the earlier GOP primaries. On the eve of his funeral, the family of Tyre Nichols gathered last night at the historic Mason Temple in Memphis to remember him.
Justice for Tyre.
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 That church is where the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King delivered his last speech before he was assassinated. Police in Memphis announcing they'll release more audio and video recordings of the Nichols beatings as soon as their administrative investigation is complete. Police in Omaha say a man burst into a Target store yesterday firing shots.
He had a AR-15 rifle with him and plenty of ammunition. There's evidence to suggest with shell casings that he entered the Target and was firing rounds.
Omaha's police chief Todd Schmatterer says the first arriving police officers on the scene were forced to shoot and kill the man when he refused their commands to drop the weapon. Apparently, nobody else was hurt. Wall Street rebounded on Tuesday, the Dow gaining 368 points, while NASDAQ added 190, the S&P 500 closing 58 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden gets a new gatekeeper today.
Today will be White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain's official last day. The White House will hold an official transition event this evening to welcome Jeff Zients to the job. Zients previously oversaw the Biden administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic and had previously worked in the Obama administration's Office of Management and Budget. Before returning to government work, Zients held a seat on Facebook's board of directors. Biden says Zients will help him fulfill his promise to make government, quote, work for the American people. More West Wing staff Staffing shifts are reportedly anticipated ahead of President Biden's expected re-election announcement. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
President will meet with House Speaker McCarthy at the White House today for budget discussions. About 80 prison inmates in Alabama were released yesterday as a new 2021 law took effect, requiring that inmates spend their final few months of their prison sentence on supervised release instead of behind bars. The state's attorney general says it's not safe, but sponsors of the law say each of the inmates has to wear an ankle monitor so they can be tracked. A second court in Illinois has agreed on a restraining order preventing the state from enforcing a new gun law.
An appeals court upholds a temporary restraining order against the Protect Illinois Communities Act, a new law prohibiting the sale, purchase, manufacture, or delivery of assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition, and requiring those who already own these to register them with state police by 2024. Hundreds suing, arguing some, including law enforcement and retired police, are exempt from the law, alleging millions of other gun owners are denied equal protections. The issue now heads to the Illinois Supreme Court. The ban enacted months after a gunman armed with a semi-automatic weapon shot and killed seven people and injured dozens at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.